Hey everybody, the SWP is brought to you by Jim K. Ford and All Insurance Ontario.
Trucks and minivans cost less to insure than small cars. You get a better deal on home insurance if you have good credit. The biggest insurance brokers are owned by insurance companies. I'm Josh. Make sure you choose a broker who has your best interest in mind. All Insurance Ontario is independent, family-owned, and has your back. Text me at 613-860-6008 to get on our team. All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford Lincoln is turning 40, and to celebrate, they're giving you a gift. It's Truck Days, and to thank you for 40 years of support, Jim K. is offering up to $3,000 in factory order rebates. No matter what it is you have to do, make, move, or create, there's a Ford truck built for you. Come celebrate four decades of Jim K. by ordering your brand new Maverick, Ranger, or F-150 your way. Secure your order today. Get started at JimKFord.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
The SWP with Steve Warren and Jim Jerome. Ottawa Sports Talk every weekday.
All right, welcome to the show. Like the big voice said, it is a show about sports and whatever. And coming up on this year program, right here, we'll talk about the Sens falling to the Rangers, the Alex Formanton deadline, Canada 0-3. We waited 36 years and we go 0-4. Damn it. Couple of bits of sad news in the world of entertainment and Deshaun Watson ready to roll. And Canada wins the Davis Cup. All still ahead today in the SWP. Stevie, Jimmy, how are things?
Yeah, good. What's going on?
Yeah. Good.
You know that that Davis Cup thing, right? It's always kind of been there, right? I don't know. I don't think they play it every year. Maybe they do, but I know it's like country against country in this tennis thing, and then you hear about it when it comes up, but never followed it because like the World Cup of football, Stevie, Canada's never been in it until this year, since 1986 or something.
They've been in it, but not really in it.
Yeah, and they really get wiped out, right? As you pointed out, they go 0-3, and that's always been the same thing with the Davis Cup, Steve, until this year, Stevie. Do tell, Steve. Go ahead. Lay that headline on.
We are the champions.
First time in 109 years or something?
Yeah, the competition started in 1900 as a challenge between Great Britain and the United States. And now there's like something like 135 nations, but it is the premier international team event in men's tennis. It's run by the International Tennis Federation. And I remember, I'm the same as you, I used to be very much in my radar. I was right into tennis back in the 1980s, and this was part of it. I didn't quite understand it, but I was always cognizant of the fact that it's a major event. And for Canada this year to win their first title last night, I think that's absolutely fantastic. And, beat Australia to win our first title in 2022.
You know, it said 109 years, right? I said, but was the game invented back then? Were there actually tennis rackets? You know, this thing goes back before the car was
They probably didn't have like they probably didn't have the little grid on the tennis racket. It's probably like a bed sheet or something.
I don't know. I don't know why it reminds me. We brought it up before. If you check out, speaking of old sports, you know, the game of golf, right? It's been around 1,000 years. Robin Williams' stand-up routine on the Scots talking about this game of golf.
Oh, yeah, the invention of it, yeah.
Yeah, the invention of it. It's hilarious. Anyway, well, way to go, Canada.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
Former Australian player Todd Woodbridge, though, says Canada should not have been in the final in the first place if it weren't for the International Tennis Federation giving them a second chance. Canada was chosen as a replacement wildcard entry for the group stage of the Davis Cup Finals after the recent suspensions of some Russians. And so Canada got the berth as the highest-ranking losing nation at this year's qualifiers. And with the second chance, we got through the elimination rounds in September. And, well, the rest is history. And this Australian guy, Todd Woodbridge, said, I'm going to sound like a sore loser, but I don't really care. Canada shouldn't even have been in the final. They lost in April. They're given a second chance wild card. You don't win a Davis Cup on a second chance. You have to try again next year. They have a serious asterisk against their name, which is unfortunate.
Oh, stop.
It's,
you know what, Steve? The guys got to look at that again. Okay, they won. It's a little different if they, you know, like there's always a little controversy, right, about the Memorial Cup, right, where the whole city gets to go in. And so if Canada went in this thing, Steve, and then got wiped out in the first round, or they got crushed in the semis, or absolutely annihilated in the finals, I might get what the guy's saying, right? Mm-hmm. He'd have a point, right? Going, so these guys take up a spot and they're no good.
Right.
But no, they took up a spot and won the whole thing, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So when he says that, like, it's just totally sour grapes. I mean, he should have just stopped right there. I'm going to sound like a sore loser. That's where he should have stopped talking.
Right.
And he, again, he's Australian, and obviously Canada beat Australia to win it. You could have stopped Canada by, right. You know, if they're so terrible, if they're so not worthy, then maybe Australia should have beaten them, but they didn't.
Right.
And then this is how the rules work. When there's a disqualification, it happens all the time. Somebody else gets in.
Right.
So whether they should be there or not, they were, according to the rules, and they beat everybody they had to. They are the champions. Simmer down, Todd Woodbridge.
Yeah. One of the greatest stories in sports. And I don't say this because I'm a golfer. It just was. And you would remember this. When John Daly got into the PGA, okay, he was an alternate. He got the phone call like Monday morning or Monday afternoon saying, you're in, right? Because guys pull out for whatever reason, right?
Right.
And it was his first event, and he won it with the PGA, which is not a PGA tournament, the PGA he won.
Right.
And in, I don't know, 1991, maybe earlier. I don't know where I think that date, but the first time he won it. No one ever, Steve, comes and goes, well, that's no good. He didn't deserve to be. I might go with he did deserve to be there because he walked away with the trophy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what this, no one says that.
No. And these are everybody knew these were the rules going in. It's the same when junior hockey goes to the Memorial Cup, the host city, we know right out of the gate, is automatically qualifying. We know, and everybody agreed to that rule. And then when it happens and the host team loses in the first round in their own playoffs, but automatically makes it to the Memorial Cup and somehow wins, in large part because they're home, they have home ice advantage, that does happen. And nobody bickers about that because they knew the rules going in, and so should this.
Right
at the Davis Cup. Anyway,
right
on the bad news in front of world stage, Canada ends up losing to Morocco in their final match. Like it's so hard to predict this stuff in a short tournament. You play three matches and you're done. And I think when the tournament started, everybody was saying, "Okay, well, we look at the four teams in Canada's group. First, you have Belgium." Well, they're automatic because they're the second-ranked nation in the world. They're automatic, right. Belgium. Then you got number two at Croatia. They probably are, you know, Canada's biggest opponent because I think they finished second at the last World Cup or did very well. So they're a problem. But Morocco will be one team that they can take care of. How about flipping that entire script?
Yeah.
Morocco ends up winning the group, and they beat Canada 2-1 in the finale in Qatar in Group F for Canada. But Belgium, the number two seed in the world, ends up finishing third. They got knocked out too. So Morocco and Croatia are the ones that end up going through. And so just goes to show you, I mean, no matter how much you want something, and again, Canada waited 36 years for that, anything can happen in a short tournament.
Yeah. It's okay if you're Canada, Stevie, and you lose that because we're going to be okay with it.
Right.
Okay. The Canadian fans will be fine. If you're one of these other hotbed soccer.
I love soccer
nations. Yeah,
soccer
nations.
Soccer right now.
Yeah, if they're a soccer nation, Steve, you know, losing there, you know, you're a player getting on the bus, going back to the hotel, going, I know what's going to happen here. They're going to burn my house down.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to kill you.
They're going to kick me out of the country, or I'm going to die.
No, Colombia did that. Colombian soccer fans actually killed a guy who had an own goal in the World Cup. It ended up costing
Colombia.
They killed the guy. Swear to God. I believe his name is Anders Escobar. I don't know why that name sticks with me, but he had an own goal. And Colombia ended up getting eliminated from the World Cup because of it. And then on his return home, bunch of thugs basically shot him in the street and yelled, "Goal!" as they were shooting him. True story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's taking sports.
I was making light of it. I didn't know.
No, it's a true thing. And, yeah, look, I mean, Mexico fired their coach. Everything was great in Mexico 3 games ago, but Mexico will not make it to the knockout stage. They got eliminated in the first round as well, and they fired their coach just because of 3 games. So it's funny.
Mexico.
Yeah, it's funny with, like, right now, you know, I'm at the Sens game last night, and I'm hearing in the final few minutes chants of fire DJ.
Oh, did they?
A little bit. Yeah, it wasn't big, but it was there. It was definitely detectable. And it's funny how patient things are in the NHL. We always say hired to be fired and coaches have it rough, but you know, this Mexican soccer coach has a bad 3 games and that costs him his job. Whereas DJ Smith, there just seems to be nothing that the Sens can do in the losing department that's going to cost him his job. Yeah. It seems.
I love Herdman, right? The manager for the Canadian soccer team, the national team.
He's great.
He might have been slightly premature. I think before this last game, he said kind of like they were waiting for him to commit, like he had, you know, that I've got the choice. And so now I wonder when you see the Mexican conservative said, I would like to stay with Canada for the next 3 years or do a deal. I think that guy was the best thing to come along since soccer was invented in Canada, you know, or played.
Yeah, he was so great for the ladies' side, and then obviously he's been great on the men's side as well. He does take a bit of grief. I don't know what you feel about the bulletin board fodder. You know, you say the wrong thing and the other team is inspired by it. Some people are saying that does exist. Some people are saying that's ridiculous. How can you be more up for a match than you are at the World Cup? Croatia was going to be going 100% no matter what John Herdman says. But he did say something along the lines of, after the loss to Belgium, Herdman said in a pitch side interview, "I told the guys they definitely belong here, and now we're going to go and F Croatia."
Yeah, right, yeah.
And so Croatia is claiming that,
or not.
it didn't happen for sure. And a lot of people are saying that inspired Croatia, which murdered Canada 4-1. And Croatia's coach gave a media lecture to Herdman through the media on the need for respect. And anyway, he should be happy because it certainly seemed to inspire the Croatian side. Do you believe in bulletin board fodder being a thing, being a problematic thing?
Well, bulletin board fodder being trolling guys a little bit? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, like Herdman says what he says. It appears in the newspaper. And then the opposing coach puts that clipping from the newspaper up on the bulletin board in the locker room to inspire his guys.
Oh, literally putting something on a bulletin board. No. When you look at it, going, okay, what we like to do is inspire the team. So we like to look at stuff that we're going to do off the page a little bit. Is there a bunch of upside, or is there a bunch of downside? Mm-hmm. And that one, hands down, Steve, there's a bunch of downside. You know, even if you won, then you're gonna get beaten down by the opposing team's fans, you know, right? It'll you're gonna wake up in the morning and you're gonna see all these freaking posts from people, you know, threatening you. So all downside.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how I look at life anyway.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I'm kind of on the fence about it because I really don't think the opponent wants to. I mean, you're at the World Cup, you know, how could you want to win any more? But I talked to a pro athlete yesterday, and he's a big believer in it, that Herdman was a little offside saying that, and it probably, to a small degree anyway, assisted Croatia in their big victory.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, by the way, that's a strong, strong house coat today. Got the nice, looks like a nice velour chest. With a nice hoodie on the back. It's
yeah,
solid.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're, like you're about to go into the ring for a, you know, a very senior boxing match or something.
I got it off a homeless guy, Tim Hortons. He didn't need it because it's only 20 below. I said, give me that house coat, man. I need one. I need one, man.
Homeless guy, Tim Hortons. That's how you know it's good.
Well, he's a good homeless guy, Stevie. Okay.
Awesome.
He's a, yes. And he's homeless now, but I am reminded when I talked to him about his days with the Minnesota North Stars.
Nice. Okay? I always wonder where it's going to come up. But it's like a little landmine in the conversation. Wow, we didn't expect that.
There it is, right from left field. Yes.
All right. I'm going to let you cough that out while I take a timeout. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll talk a little bit about that Sens game from Wednesday night and some sad news in the world of sports and entertainment. Coming up after these words.
Everyone knows that to get the best price on home and auto insurance, you have to shop around. But who really wants to do that? With access to all kinds of insurance markets, not only can I get you the best price, but I'll also make sure that you get full value for your money. Call me, I'm Jared Gerard, All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford Lincoln is turning 40, and to celebrate, they're giving you a gift. It's Truck Days, and to thank you for 40 years of support, Jim K. is offering up to $3,000 in factory order rebates. No matter what it is you have to do, make, move, or create, there's a Ford truck built for you. Come celebrate four decades of Jim K. by ordering your brand new Maverick, Ranger, or F-150 your way. Secure your order today. Get started at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
Glenny. Looking to sell your home? Well, maybe you're in the market to buy a home that better suits you and your family. Maybe you're keen on an investment property. Well, the Glenn Walton Real Estate Team can help you out. Glenn helped me sell a home a couple of years ago and provided a bunch of stuff, like a great painter, a great cleaner, even brought in new ceiling lights for us, all to make sure that the home was looking its best on picture day. And how about a $500 gift card from Glenn to you, to any buyer, as a closing gift that lists with Glenn and his team, and he can do the same for you. Visit glennwalton.com. So on to the Sens game on Wednesday night, and it was a loss, a 3-1 loss to the New York Rangers. Sens and Rangers go at it in the Big Apple on Friday night, part two of a home-and-home series, and Sens played fine in just one of those nights. I was watching, mm-hmm. So it was one of the commercial breaks, and it was late in the third, and they do those little game shows in the building, and they had a Plinko game. You know, Plinko from Price is Right.
I sure do. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
The stupid puck just keeps bouncing down and just maybe it'll end up in, you win $500 or maybe it'll end up with we're going to kill you or whatever right. It ends up. It's a game of fortune. And that's what the game itself was. The hockey game on the ice was Plinko. I thought it was interesting that Plinko popped up in a game show as well because the Sens didn't get any bounces. The Rangers, all three goals were shots that would hit a stick in the high slot and take a funny bounce, and then they'd be able to cash in on the rebound or go directly in. And, that was the difference in the hockey game. So, I mean, there's part of me that's very critical of the team. There's a lot of things that need to change. I think they should have made a coaching change 3 weeks ago. But, they are getting a lot of nights where the puck just simply isn't bouncing their way, and I felt like that last night in a big way.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I was watching the Oilers game last night as well. Before the third period, Stevie, I'm not lying. I think there were 6 or 7 goalposts hit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it sounded like a fire alarm, you know, bing, 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 bing. but I always go to Daryl Sutter, Stevie, with when you see you don't get the bounces or they hit the post. And Daryl goes, you know what hitting the post is? Or more like this. Do you know what hitting the post is? Missing the net.
Right. Yep.
Now, coach, for the last 7,000 years, everyone said, that's bad luck. That's missing the net. Hitting the post is missing the net.
Right.
Okay, you prick. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's anyway. True. He's
Stevie, I'd love to agree. Sorry to interrupt. I'd love to agree with you about the bad bounces thing, but you sound like a certainly a diehard fan here. Okay. No more bad bounces. no more, you know, excuse about injury. This guy, Stevie, the guy's like, if they fire him today, he's going to look up, Stevie, and say, it's an unofficial record, but I lasted longer than anybody when I should have got fired.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I'm giving excuses to the team. It just watching that game unto itself, the Sens just did, you know. They didn't do enough offensively, I'll say that. They didn't get enough, you know, cramming around the net, and that's, what does they say, the victory favors the bold or something like that. And they just weren't going hard to the net, whereas the Rangers always seem to be lingering around the net. Chris Kreider out in front, that's his MO. He's a big, big, big man, and he's just constantly in Cam Talbot's face all night, and so you get rewarded for that. But I didn't think there was an outplaying by the Rangers. Just stuff went in for them because they were available. They got themselves in front of the net and made shit happen. So my favorite fan of the night, they had two. There's one new guy they've got. He's just like middle-aged guy, bald guy with a beard with a whole red suit. And I'm pretty sure he's planted, but he was a fan of the game. But dancing up a storm, and it just looked like the last guy you would expect to get up out of his seat and go bonkers. And so he was a big hit on the night. But the fan that I like best was about, it sounded like he's about eight rows behind me. I'd never heard anybody holler this onto the ice. He'd yell toward the ice every 10 minutes or so, "Senators, start playing a little better."
Oh, no.
That's what he kept hollering at the ice.
Well, I just came through my last live hockey game, Steve. I told you with the guy with the drum behind me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I won't go back. That's all it takes.
A couple of NFL notes before we wrap up here today. It is time for Deshaun Watson. He is going to make his Cleveland Browns debut, and it'll be, ironically enough, in Houston, where he plied his trade for several years. Cleveland to Houston, Sunday at 1 o'clock. And, it's going to be interesting. He spent four years with the Texans and asked to be traded after being dealt by the Browns for three first-round draft picks. Be his first regular season game in 700 days, and that 11-game suspension all stemmed from that business where, I don't know, it must have been over 20, 30 women who – masseuses? What's the plural of masseuse?
I'm telling you, it is masseurs.
Masseurs? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Who complained of that he was inappropriate sexually with them. He avoided jail time, but the league obviously clamped down for his alleged sexual misconduct.
Yeah, you know what they're going to do, Steve, to accommodate him on the sidelines? They're going to have a massage table and a flashing sign that says open 24-hour lingerie show.
Nice. That would be very distracting.
How would you know that, Jim? Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see how that goes and see if.
Yes.
And the other bit of nasty NFL news that this is just breaking here on Thursday as we're recording this December 1st, that police in Tampa have issued an arrest warrant for former receiver Antonio Brown. Last time we saw him, he basically walked off the sideline, stripped all his gear off, skipping into the end zone, looking quite the fool, and hasn't played in the NFL since. And he's obviously had a checkered past in the NFL. Terrific talent. But the warrant states that Antonio Brown is wanted on a battery charge stemming from an incident. He was released by the Buccaneers back on January 6th. And I guess the judge denied a petition for a temporary risk protection order to prevent him from possessing firearms or ammunition if he's considered a threat to himself or others. So it's a battery charge, though, from an incident that happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah, yikes. No comment. Yeah, no comment.
Absolutely. I'll leave that alone. And to close it out, Gaylord Perry passes away. Gaylord Perry is a two-time Cy Young winner, 1991 inductee to the Baseball Hall of Fame, passed away today at the age of 84. What I remember most about him is his ability to cheat. He would throw.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was famous for doctoring baseballs. He always had the spitball. He said he'd put Vaseline on the zipper of his pants to avoid detection. I think he was the guy as well. I think it's a famous highlight. I think it was Gaylord Perry, where they asked him to empty out his pockets, and he basically put his hands in his back pocket, and then showed that he had nothing in his hands. But while he went into his pocket, he threw away like an emery board that was in his backpack, scuffing the shit out of the ball. So,
funny.
He was a sneaky bastard. Anyway, so Gaylord Perry,
rest in peace, Gaylord.
Yeah. Are you a Fleetwood Mac fan? If you are, you would know the name Christine McVie. She passed away, and she had a short illness. And because I was a big Fleetwood Mac fan back in the day. It's funny how the heroes or the people we follow along as kids, and they sort of freeze in time in your mind, but obviously time marches on. I was absolutely blown away that Christine McVie was 79 years of age.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been one of the – I think they came to Sudbury.
Nice.
It was either them or Supertramp, but – or maybe both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, man, was the band when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, late 70s, early 80s. They sold tens of millions of records. And their big album, Rumors, was probably the most famous of all. But, just – absolutely one hit after another. I mean, if you're under 30, you probably don't appreciate Fleetwood Mac, but it was sad to hear that today, and I was shocked at her age. Holy moly.
The other band, Stevie, back then, I remember always slipping out of Carlton, missing a class, and going to go over to the POW, we called it, was the Prince of Wales Tavern. You know, right at, is it called Meadowlark, Steve? Meadowlark and Prince of Wales?
Meadowlands.
Meadowlands, yeah, sorry, Meadowlark is here. Meadowlands and Prince of Wales. And always driving across the bridge, the Hogsback Bridge, blasting out Steely Dan or UB40.
Really? You like those?
Yeah. Well, I'm just bringing you back, Stevie. I know you like to go like this.
Red wine.
Yes, Jimmy.
Steely Dan, Hey 19. Not a Steely Dan guy. Never have been.
Oh, man, I'm a huge Steely Dan guy.
You know what Saturday Night Live alumni was once a member of Steely Dan?
Dan Aykroyd.
Good guess. Chevy Chase is the answer.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
In the very early days, I don't think he was part of any of their hit-making and everything, but he was part of the band for a little bit.
And now you know the rest of the story. Here we go now.
Yes, we can. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for another great week. Our website is stevewproject.com. Anything you need to know about the show is right there. All our contact info, and we love to hear from you. Our email address, stevewproject@outlook.com. James, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you.